Nice to see everyone out here tonight. It's a privilege to be up here and to preach the one who saved me from sin. And I guess I'll tell a little bit of a story about how I got saved and how Jesus worked in my life. And start this message off in Romans 5 and verse 12. Funny story about this. This verse was my first year at camp at Camp Canoe Cove, and we had these little verse cards that the counselors gave us to memorize and learn the verses, and then at the end of it, we'd get a prize. And I remember I didn't really pay attention to the verses or anything. I just really wanted that prize, and I didn't even know what it was. I wanted that prize. And the first verse that was on that verse card was Romans 5 and 12, and I'll read it right here. Wherefore, as one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And the second verse that was on that verse card was in 1 John chapter 7. And as I was looking at this verse card, I wasn't really thinking that these weren't in order. So I went to my Bible that I had at the time and was looking through Romans 5 and verse 12. And the next verse was not the next verse that was on the verse card. So I was a little confused. So 1 John and chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And when I heard those words, it brought questions to my mind. And as Romans 5 and 12 says, wherefore, as one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin. I went to sleep that night. I think it was August 6th. I went to sleep that night. And I asked myself, am I a sinner? This was before I was saved. And I asked that question, am I a sinner? Because the Word of God says that death entered to all people through one man's sin. And I thought to myself that night, I am a sinner. And I need to be saved from this sin, or else I will drown in this sin as long as I live and be eternally separated from God. Just a little backtrack from that story before I tell you the good part. It's in Matthew 24 and 40. This was back when I was around 7 years old, not really knowledgeable of the gospel or anything. I didn't really know who God really was. I didn't really know that there was a Savior in heaven. And I didn't know the reason I needed to be saved or anything like that. And I had a dream one time that I was driving down, well, me not driving at 7 years old, but I was driving down by Sliman Park, you know, the airport, that's just that there's the shop, and then there's the turn where you can just see the landing strip. And I remember looking out the window, and at the time it terrified me, because what I saw outside was indescribable to me. And what I saw was people get raised into the air, and those who were in graves, they were risen into the air, up in the sky, and I couldn't quite get a glimpse of what it was. And thinking back to it now that I'm saved and I know Christ is my Savior, I think of that dream, and when I was looking at those people that were rising up into the sky, I realized that I was still in that vehicle driving down the same road. And thinking about it now, had I stayed on that road in that vehicle, I would be eternally separated from the one who created everything. And that just makes you think when you're a little kid, just like, what is the point of this dream? And down the road, God used that to draw me closer to Him. And it's just a wonderful thing that God does. And I learned this now as I'm saved and knowing lots more that God will work with you whether you're saved or not. And whether you realize it or not, whether you believe in God or not, whether you even know who God is or not, He always has a plan for you. And you may not realize it, but what you're going through in your life might be used as a benefit later on. God works in mysterious ways. Those mysterious ways can turn into miraculous miracles. And another place that I would like to turn is Proverbs 3 and 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. This was another verse that was on my mind. Fast forward to the camp. And I'll just use his name. Josh, my good friend Josh, he showed me this verse, and it got me thinking. Proverbs 3 and verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. On that day of camp, it was August 10th at 8:51 in the morning. Woke up earlier than that, but like, here I'll go backwards a little bit. At like 5 o'clock in the morning, we would wake up and like try and be the first ones up because we thought we were cool or something, but we'd wake up at that time and go to the basketball court and just play around, talk to each other, and just have some fun. And this morning was a little different for me because I really started to think about those verses that I read on that verse card, and they really started to speak to me. And I go back to the cabin with Josh and a few of the other boys, and as I'm walking out of the cabin, I can clearly picture myself almost 3 years ago. I asked myself this question. Am I saved? Am I going to be eternally separated from God and all His glory? I went to Josh and I asked this question. Josh, how did you get saved? He brought up this verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. As I listened to that verse, I thought back to Romans 5 and 12. For sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. And I started to connect the dots a little bit, and I was, okay, I'm a sinner. death is passed on to me because one man sinned. But in 1 John 1 and 7, it also says, can't remember it off the top of my head right now. That's wonderful. 1 John 1 and 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, there I got to thinking, that might be a way out of sin, a way out of eternal damnation. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Although that one man, Adam, in the Garden of Eden, sinned, God's Son, the blood of Jesus Christ, cleanses me from every sin that I may commit. At 8:51 a.m. on August 10th of 2023, I trusted Christ. And now I can preach this word to everyone who's not yet saved or not yet certain of their position in Jesus. I'll tell you this boldly. God works in many ways, whether you realize it or not. He will guide you through trials, through good times, through bad times. God is a miracle worker, and he has worked in my life. And I just hope that that's an encouragement for those who are not yet saved or those who do not yet know their position in Christ. And I just want to leave you with a question that left me a few years ago questioning. Am I saved? How will I be saved? And how is God going to work with me to forward me to being saved? It's just a wonderful thing to think about. And perhaps one day, if you're not yet saved, that you may trust the Savior today, and he will work in your life in many ways, more than one. May God bless his word.